So as we move through the foyer towards the Ann Lander exhibition space, it's absolutely impossible to miss two of the first very large works in the exhibition. They are right there on the entry walls to the exhibition. Enormous photographic murals by the Korean-born, New Zealand-based artist Jae-hoon Lee. Now, Jae-hoon Lee effectively makes travel photographs, but they're travel photographs with a twist. Like any good tourist, he heads to exotic or sacred landscapes, and he accumulates dozens, if not hundreds, of photographs on his digital camera. But the twist occurs when Jae-hoon Lee arrives back in his studio in Auckland, and he does something unusual to those photographs. Rather than lining them up one by one in an album or in a slideshow on his laptop, he digitally fuses and stitches those photographs together to create enormous new landscapes. So what you're looking at in the works on these walls are real places, but they are real places that have been grown and evolved and manipulated in the world of the computer. But I think Jae-hoon Lee is not a digital artist who wants to take you further away from the world. He doesn't want to send you off into a fantasy land. His aim in replicating landscape forms, multiplying rocks, fusing them digitally, is to give you a stronger sense of how it feels to be in a powerful and strange landscape. That sense of a place that is rearing up around you and preventing you from seeing it all from any one point of view. On the left-hand wall, there's a place called Hajodai. It's a coastal landscape from Korea. On the right-hand wall, in the photograph called Trekking, is a landscape which Jae-hoon Lee walked through in the Annapurna Range in Nepal. And it's a work that really takes you physically on a journey. The journey begins at top right with that little slice of blue sky. A road seems to meander into the landscape from that point. But as you find your way halfway across the composition, things turn amazingly strange. The landscape seems to tip towards you. There are all kinds of slips that cascade across the road. And by the time the trip terminates in the bottom left corner of the scene, the track itself seems to have morphed and changed scale weirdly. It's as if someone has just dragged a stick through the sand in a sandpit. So it's a work that I think induces physically in us some of the disorientations and shifts of scale that we experience as travellers. And of course, photography and travel have always gone hand in hand. No sooner did travellers from the West begin making their way into the exotic landscapes of the East than photographers were following them, lugging their bulky view cameras and coming back with souvenirs of the strangeness of these other places. And I think that's what Jae-hoon Lee wants to do with his photographs, is remind us of the strangeness, the otherness, and the power of these natural landscapes. And at a time when it can seem that every single view in the world has been photographed, has been reduced to a cliche, he is using photography to try and remind us how incredibly strange and different from us the natural world can be.